learning Shuvat Yechavedat in Chelek Bet Simam Mem Zayin. His question is, what is the deal with, is it permissible to wear transition lenses on Shabbat? Transition lenses are glasses that when you go outside, they turn dark. They turn into sunglasses, so you don't have to change glasses. So they turn immediately into sunglasses. So the question is, well, what would it be a problem of Sovea? They weren't clear, and now they're dark. Generally, if I take something that's white or clear, and I make it dark on Shabbat, I violate the prohibition of Sovea. Sovea doesn't necessarily mean only coloring with a painting. It means changing the color of something. You've changed the color of the glasses. So on the face of it, Rav Adi Yosef points out, first of all, okay, on the level of Doraita, the melachot of Tzovea, all the 39 melachot, are only when it's Davar HaMitzkayim. It's going to last. Even if this was Tzovea, it doesn't last. When you come inside, it goes away. It goes away. So it's certainly not prohibited Tzovea midoraita. Now, okay, fine. But we're Orthodox Jews. We follow the Rabbinic Judaism as well. Could it be Tzovea midrabanan? Because the Rambam writes that makeup, women's makeup, can be a problem of Tzovea midrabanan. Now, a woman is not planning on wearing makeup, le'olam va'ed. She's planning on taking it off at the end of the day, the end of the next day, something like that. I suggested once they take it off the end of the next day, I got a lot of flack. Take it off that day. It's not healthy, so let's be clear. Okay, fine. She's not planning on wearing it forever. She's going to take it off. It's temporary, and therefore, potentially at least, the sunglasses could be Tzovea midrabanan. So he says that's our starting point. Is it Tzovea midrabanan or not? And he writes, he says, look, what is the definition of Tzovea? Now, it's relevant not only for transition lenses, it's going to be relevant to also e-readers, which didn't exist at the time, and phones, and all sorts of new technology where words and letters appear on the screen. He says, Tzovea means, let's go back. The Rabbanan made dinim d'Rabbanan that are patterned after the melachot that were done on Doraita, which were done in the Mishkan. Tzovea means, I thought, Tzviya b'chomer mamashi hanitan al guf acher. All of those factors are important. It has to be a substance that's on top of something else, right? You paint. Paint is a substance on top of a paper. Writing is ink on top of parchment. Tzovea requires something that you could touch on top of something else. You need two things, and that's Tzovea. And it needs to be adherent to it. It needs to be on a background. Nafkamina, Rav Shechter once said that someone in Chabura once tried to say like this, and he thought it was crazy. What would be the din of skywriting on Shabbat? Skywriting. Forget how you got into the plane. Forget that you're flying a plane. Leave that aside, okay? What about the skywriting? You're writing, you know, I love you, will you marry me, in with the planes on Shabbat. Aside from all the other issues involved, would that be ktiva b'Shabbat? So based on this line in Yechavadat, it's not. You know why? There's no background. What are you writing on? So it could be Drabanan. It could be Tzviyat Drabanan. So Ofer points out, it's not Doraita, it doesn't last, but it's temporary, but there's no background. You're not writing on anything. Meaning, it's similar to making a shadow puppet. If there's a light, you know, on the, shining on the wall, and you start making, you know, things with your hands, and there's a picture on the wall, that's not Tzovea. Why is that not Tzovea? I'm making an image. If I would draw the image, it would be, because it's not stuck, it's not on the background, it's not attached. Tzovea and Kotiv need to have something attached to something else. It needs to be attached. When you write, it's attached. When you paint, it's attached. It needs to be attached. So that's the first thing. It has to be something that's attached. So in skywriting, it's not attached. So that's attached to the window at the very least. It's on the window. It's clear, but it's on the window. So there might be another type of Tzovea preparing a dye. Meaning you've now changed the color. Why? It's something in something else. Now it's even more in. I think on, in is even worse than on. On is the very minimum. In is like even worse. In is victim. So that's a separate question. That's whether it's Tzovea by Ochalim. That's a separate issue. We'll deal with that another time. We assume not, but it's not so clear. We'll get to that another time. But that you're not doing anything, meaning that you have a menorah, and he's talking about the Shabbos lamp. Shabbos lamp is a lamp, and what if I would take my jacket and put the jacket on top of the lamp? And now it's dark, the light's on. But I'll do this following. I'll turn the light on, and I'll stand in front of it. Or I'll close the door. I'll close the door. I have no more light. That's nothing. That's closing a door. The light's on. It's the same thing closing a door. Right? It's closing a door. It's the same thing. So he writes that. That's his question now. He says when the sunglass, when the transition lenses change color, that's not something. You need to have a substance on top of something else. He says that's part that's gufot, it changes on its own inside the lens. He says that is not even sovea midrabanan. Now it's hard to know. Why yes, why no? When is it sovea midrabanan, why not? I mean, if you're typing on the screen, you're typing on a computer. Don't do this on Shabbat. If you're typing on the screen on the computer, sovea and kotev are similar. So it's not going to last a long time. I know. Once you scroll down, the letters disappear. So is that kotev? It appears on the screen. It's not one thing on top of another. So he assumes elsewhere that is ktiva midrabanan. Okay? This he assumes is not. He assumes this is not even kotev drabanan.
Why is transition lens any different than putting color in paint?
Because, so first of all, this is temporary.
So is it temporary color?
And it's not inside. It's not one, it's not...
When you
put dye in the paint, you have one thing, and you put it into another thing. Here, there's no thing. Yeah, but so it's not sovea though. He says there's no thing going into something else. So the same thing on the screen. There's no things.
So what if I had one of these, fluorescent things, and forget how I got the UV light there, but can I take a UV light and...
Yeah, so that's where this question came up originally.
So makeup you put on the face.
She's not allowed to do that.
Huh?
It's not allowed. Okay, we're not... They can talk to the Ashkenazi rabbi. So... So they asked, the first question of David Oppenheim was asked the following question. Rav David Oppenheim had the largest library of Sfarim in all of Europe, maybe in all of Judaism at the time. We still have his library, Rav David Oppenheim, Nishal David. He was asked the following question. Let's say someone wants to send a secret message. They're playing spy, and they write with lemon juice. And if you write with lemon juice, you don't see it, right, because it's clear. But then you hold the piece of paper up to a heat source, and you could see the writing. So let's say someone sent you a message with a spy code and lemon juice, right? And you want to put it near the fire, not to burn it, but just to have the heat, to make it come through on Shabbat. Can you do that? Or is that kotev? Clever. Okay, can you do that? He says, yes. He says, you're not doing kotev. Kotev and sovea, again, they're similar in this regard. You are not taking one thing and putting it on another. It's happening on its own, and it's not kotev. It's not even drabanan. He says, this is very similar. No. You can't write the juice, but you could put it onto the fire. Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you can put it on the fire, why can't you write the juice? Okay. Meaning, the assumption would be that if you're allowed to put it up to the light, then the ktiva already happened. Meaning, if that's not, there are letters on the page. Somehow they got on the page, right? So if me putting up to the fire is not kotev, then kotev had to happen at some point. That's a question elsewhere. That's my derech lichluch. That's a separate issue. But they talk about why is it not sovea. It's not, but why is it not sovea? The Nishal David has a proof for this. He has a proof. That's not a color. That's not sovea. Not on clothing, on the body. The Nishal David has a proof for this. He says, you know, there's a Gemara that says that David HaMelech had a question in the Urim V'Tumim. He asked on the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbat, how did the Urim V'Tumim give you the answer? The letters lit up. Why is that not kotev b'Shabbat? So I'll tell you, you know why that's not kotev b'Shabbat? Because he did it, not me. Right. Who did the kotev? Meaning, no one's forcing a kadosh baruch Hu to respond. Okay, he says, but if that's not kotev, this is, okay, yes, chalek, meaning, there, a kadosh baruch Hu did the writing. Ask him. I don't. Correct, no, but the fact that it happened shows that the kohen caused, meaning, if the kohen gadol would not have been shoel b'orim v'tumim, then it wouldn't have happened. So he did something. So Rav Avadya says, look, and even if you think that is kotev, the glasses is better. Because there, you did something. Glasses, you just walked outside. You didn't do anything. Now, to me, they seem the same. You walked outside. I don't see what the difference is. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer my question, or I walk outside. I don't really see the difference.
You want it. That's why you paid extra money
for it. Yeah, you also want the orim v'tumim, presumably. Presumably you want the answer, I mean, that's why you ask.
But I'm looking out of the glasses.
Correct. So he says, though, but that he assumes that that is not kotev at all. It's not one substance on it's not sovea. It's not one substance on another. Since it's not one substance on another, it's not sovea, and therefore transition lenses, he writes, are permissible completely on Shabbat, certainly not d'oraita, and not even asur d'rabbanan.